Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Oh, what a joy it is to be able to have the Bible before us, the love letter of Almighty God to mankind, to let us know how much He loves and cares for us and that He wants us to live with Him forever. And so as we study His Word today, we love to go to Him in prayer and ask Him to send His Holy Spirit, who's our true teacher, to be among us and to guide us, and I know that He will. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we are just so honored to be able to speak to the Creator of the universe, our God. And Lord, that we have Your Word before us is just overwhelming sometimes how much You demonstrate Your love to us. We ask You, even as You promised, that You would send Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and to empower us to live according to that truth so that our lives, they become a blessing to You, that they're pleasing to You. And we'll give You thanks for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Desiring a King. It's taken from the book of Acts chapter 13 and verse 21. The beloved physician Luke wrote, "When Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, You men and brethren, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, say on. Then Paul stood up, and beckoning with his hand, said, Men of Israel, and you that fear God, give audience. The God of this people of Israel chose our fathers, and exalted the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt. And with a high arm brought He them out of it. And about the time of 40 years suffered He their manners in the wilderness. And when He had destroyed 7 nations of the land of Canaan, He divided their land to them by lot. And after that He gave unto them judges about the space of 450 years, until Samuel the prophet." And in chapter 13 of verse 21 of the book of Acts, Luke shared how Paul said, "Afterward they desired a king," where we read, "And afterward they desired a king. And God gave unto them Saul the son of Cis, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. The verse begins, "And afterward they desired a king. And God gave unto them Saul, the son of Cis." Luke began with the words "and afterward," which means, "and following the time of the judges, they desired a king," or the people of Israel wanted, craved, and demanded a royal leader of the people, prince, commander, and lord of the land. And God, which refers to, "and the heavenly Father, God, gave unto them," which means granted, bestowed, furnished, and supplied to the people of Israel, Saul, whose name means desired, the son of Cis, which means the male offspring and progeny belonging to Kish, whose name means a snare. Luke shared how the people of Israel demanded a king, so the heavenly Father God provided King Saul, who was Kish's son. The verse continues, "a man of the tribe of Benjamin by the space of 40 years. Luke added the words, "a man of the tribe of Benjamin," which means a male human being from the clan or kindred belonging to Benjamin, whose name means son of the right hand or son of a good fortune, by the space of 40 years, or for a 40-year length of time. Luke shared how Saul was from the kindred or clan known as Benjamin and served as king of Israel for 40 years. When we meditate upon Luke's words in this verse, we learn how the people of Israel were not satisfied with judges from God. You can see 1 Samuel chapter 8 for more about that. So they wanted Samuel to provide them with a king like the other nations around them. God provided them with Saul, who was from the tribe of Benjamin, and he, according to Paul, served them for 40 years. This was another step in the process for bringing God's son Jesus to the earth so He could die for the sins of mankind. God loves people, and He wants a relationship with each of them, with us, through His son Jesus. Anyone who yields their life to Him will be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life with God. So let all who read and hear these words understand, even the granting of a king was part of God's plan to redeem mankind from their sins. Next time, Luke shares how Paul refers to how God raised up unto them David to be their king. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.